Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Monday, November 20th, 2023. Stand up for your country. Hey, I'm glad it's Thanksgiving week. I bet you are too. Nice break. We'll be here tomorrow to, bring you up to date on what's going on, set up the week after Thanksgiving for you. But I'm giving everybody Wednesday off, so they have a nice 5-day break. We need a break. People need a break from me because I'm pretty exacting as a boss. I'm not mean, but I'm pretty precise, you know, because we do a lot. We do radio, we do television, we write daily message of the day, we write columns. I have to do interviews for our radio affiliates, all 300 of them. So we're busy. And I'm kind of a guy that just goes boom, 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 boom. So people need a break from me. I understand that. We give them a break over Thanksgiving and Christmas and, everybody recharges, including me. Now, I wrote a message of the day, and I hope you go every day to BillO'Reilly.com. You don't have to be a member of anything. You just go. There's the message. And the message said, hey, there's a big story about Senator Manchin, but it's not being covered by much media because the story, if it comes to fruition, would hurt President Biden. That is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So Manchin, the Democratic senator from Virginia, as I wrote in a column on Sunday and a message today, knows he would be defeated if he ran again in 2024 for his Senate seat. That's because West Virginia is now a committed red state, and Manchin voted for a lot of Biden policies, and he also voted to impeach Trump twice. So he would lose. He knows that. He's a moderate Democrat. That is true. He likes to get consensus around issues, and that is a good thing, okay? But he did enable Joe Biden. And so Republicans in West Virginia, they're not going to cross over and vote for Joe Manchin. So whoever runs on the Republican side in the West Virginia, the mountaineer state, will win, okay? So Manchin now doesn't want to hang it up. He's 76, last chance. And he says, maybe I'll run on a third party ticket against both Trump and Biden. He had an interesting conversation with WABC boss John Casimatidis on Sunday about this. Go.
And Joe Biden has been pulled so far to the left, the extreme left, as far as liberal, makes no sense at all. It's not the person we thought was going to bring the country together. So we're in a heck of a mess here. And we've got to bring people together, and they've got to demand more. Yes. More responsibility for uniting our country. We're the United States, not the divided.
Okay, so that sounds to me like somebody who wants to run on a third-party ticket. It's hard to do that, by the way. Got to get massive petitions in every state, all 50, raise, you know, I'd say $100 million minimum. You got to get the staffs in all the states. You got to get the petitions out. Then people got to sign them, get on the ballot, all of that. So it's not, you know, I just want to be third party. It's hard. So if he does succeed in getting on the ballots and he runs, he's going to hurt Biden. Now, the Never Trumpers in the Republican Party, they might vote for Manchin, but that's a very small part of the GOP. 77% of Democrats say they'd like somebody to challenge Biden. And Manchin is a Democrat, really. Can't run on a party ticket because the left would block that. So this is a big story because it could help Donald Trump. Was it covered today on any of the network news programs? Good Morning America, Today Show, CBS Morning News? Hello? Hello out there? No, didn't mention it. Didn't mention it. No, not big enough. I know they were cooking up stuffing for Thanksgiving on those shows. I mean, total abdication of responsibility. Can you imagine if a credible candidate, I mean, somebody who had really a lot of exposure challenged Trump? The problem with his challengers now is they're not that well known. Even DeSantis in Florida, you know him in Florida, you don't know him in Montana. But if somebody emerged, I mean, networks would be all over this. But not me. They are covering for Joe Biden. They don't want to report this story. I'm way ahead on this story, by the way. It's a 50-50 slot whether Manchin runs. I know that sounds a little weaselly, and I'm not usually like that. But there's upside for him and downside for him. And he's teasing. All right. But I can't say that I believe he'll do it because I don't have that data yet. Okay. The final thing is that when you have massive corporations controlling the information flow, you've got danger. You know, we are an independent news agency, which is why you support BillO'Reilly.com and the No Spin News. We aren't beholden to anybody, all right? But all the others are, every single one that you watch on television, whether it be cable or network, are beholden to a corporation which tells them what to do. And across the board, with the exception of Fox, one exception, and Fox does not like Trump, okay? Every other corporation running the media favors the Democratic Party. Everyone. That is a lot of power. The only thing holding Biden up is that. And that's the memo. Okay, so Biden today pardoned turkeys. That's what he did. He pardoned Liberty and Bell from Minnesota. That's what Joe Biden did. He didn't do anything else. Pardon the turkeys. Now, I heard a rumor somebody tried to get a little pardon for Trump in there, but it's a joke. It's a jest. All right, let's get back to serious business. Joe Biden is incredibly selfish. In fact, I've been doing a lot of research on the presidents, because we're writing a book about the presidents, DeGard and I, which will be out next September, leading up to the vote. I think Biden's the most selfish president this country's ever had. He knows, and his wife, Jill, who really runs it, they both know he's through. They don't think he'll lose, but they know he can't govern. Can't. Yet they hang in for another 4 years. It's Joe's birthday today, and I'll get into that a little bit later on. And I'm not disrespecting Joe Biden. I'm a guy who deals in facts. He cannot run this country. Can't. So he should just, with dignity, resign. He said, look, I have my four, and I know I'm going to be, you know, 86 if I get reelected, and I just can't do it. But he won't. But I still hold on my prediction he's not going to be on ticket. But I could be wrong. But I think Joe Biden is embarrassing the United States now. not since Woodrow Wilson. I'm not going to explain that now, but the last 2 years of Woodrow Wilson's term, he was sick. He couldn't run the country. His wife, Edith, ran the country. Do you know that? 100% Edith Wilson ran the country.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay. Now, I predicted Joe Biden would have a terrible autumn. It has been a terrible autumn. Just roll my prediction, please. Fall, it's going to be a really sketchy time for President Biden. And I don't know what's going to happen. I don't want to speculate and do all this stuff, but I know it's not going to be good. The summer has not been good for Joe Biden, and the fall is going to be worse. Now, it's not that I'm so brilliant. It's just that I have the facts at my disposal, and it's going to get worse because of Hunter Biden. Now, that, you know, Congress is away for Thanksgiving. They get a whole week off. We only get 3 days out of the week, but they'll be back next year. And then the Hunter Biden hearings ramp up again just in time for Christmas. This is not going to end well. All right, a new poll out NBC News, which of all the networks, all three networks, NBC is the most liberal. It's hard to believe. It's a pretty close race, but they're the most. So they come out with a poll. I'm going to give you the poll questions in a moment. But the pollster, Jeff Horowitz, okay, is a Democratic pollster. Here's what he said. Quote, Joe Biden is at a uniquely low point in his presidency. And a significant part of this, especially within the Biden coalition, is due to how Americans are viewing his foreign policy actions. This poll is a stunner. It's stunning because of the impact of the Israel-Hamas war is having on Biden, unquote. All right. It's the NBC poll. It's a fair poll. Democrat 40, Republican 39. First question, in general, do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden's job performance? Approve 40, disapprove 57. Okay, for a liberal poll, that's bad. Second question, please tell me if you approve or disapprove President Biden's handling of the war between Israel and Hamas and Gaza. Approve 34%, disapprove 56. Wow. Next question, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden's handling of foreign policy in general. Approve 33, disapprove 62, another disastrous number. Final question, if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Trump or Biden? Trump 46, Biden 44, that's a statistical tie. Okay, so all the polls say the same thing. NBC is the closest. what was it, Washington Post, ABC? They had Trump up by 8, I believe. So joining us now from New York is John McLaughlin. He's been on the program before. He worked for Donald Trump's campaign in 20 polling. And I wanted to get your overall assessment in the last 3 weeks. Polling has cratered for President Biden. How do you see it?
Well, first of all, full disclosure, thanks, Bill. I worked for Trump from the 16 campaign through the present. So we publish monthly polls as and Donald Trump, we've had him ahead in the popular vote, and we do likely voters. We don't do people who aren't going to vote. We don't do adults, and we call off real voter lists. We talk to real people. Trump has been ahead of Joe Biden in the popular vote since the minute Joe Biden surrendered Afghanistan. And in our last month's poll, Trump was ahead 48-43. Very similar to all these media polls. They've now caught up with us. And because maybe the media is, you know, realizing that Donald Trump's going to beat Joe Biden, but we're, you know, 11 months out.
All right, but let me just stop you there. So your polling indicates that Trump is a 5-point lead in the popular vote. Is that correct?
Correct.
But if I remember correctly, you were wrong about the 2020 Trump assessment. You had him ahead.
No. And you could see, it's on our website, McLaughlinOnline.com. We had him losing the national popular vote. But we said it was going to be very close because it would be a battleground electoral vote play, just like 2016. We never had him ahead in the national popular vote until this cycle. And by the way, that sample that we built, because we do a sample based on the actual vote turnout from the last presidential election where you had 160 million people come out. And that sample matches the exit polls. The poll that we have Trump up 5, there's 4 points more Biden 2020 voters in there than Trump 2020 voters.
Okay, so, I don't think there's any question that Biden is running behind Trump, even with all the massive government intrusion into Trump's legal capacity. He's still ahead. So most people aren't buying that at all. Now, the Democratic Party knows this. As the Wall Street Journal pointed out, 77% of Democrats, registered Democrats, want a challenger to Biden. So presto, Joe Manchin pops up. Do you think he's going to run, and does he have any kind of shot whatsoever?
Well, he's talking about running on the no labels party line. And if he does, they ought to change it to the no shot party line. Because we asked him 2 months ago as on the no labels party candidate, Trump was ahead 40 to Biden's 36, and Manchin got 6% of the vote. Cornel West got 2. Manchin was taking votes 5-4 from Biden. He's a Democrat. He's a liberal Democrat. He just looks moderate because the Democrat Party.
He doesn't look moderate, John. Everybody knows he's the furthest left president who's ever served at this point.
No, I'm talking about Joe.
Yeah, that's gone. That facade that he's a moderate, gone. He's as far left as you could go. So you contend that Manchin has no shot if he raises these millions of dollars and gets in. Why? Why wouldn't he have a shot?
Well, first of all, I'll carry petitions for him because he's going to take mainly from Joe Biden because he's a Democrat. But the other shot is, Kennedy was getting more votes than him, and Kennedy still was taking more than Manchin. And Manchin, by the way, this weekend, the Harvard-Harris poll had a favorable, unfavorable on Manchin, 29 favorable, 31 unfavorable. That same poll had Donald Trump plus 7, 51-44. Trump's voters are the most intense. They're the most committed. They want to come out again because they look at the country and they say 70% is on the wrong track. 2/3 of the economy is going the wrong way. It's getting worse, not better. 2/3 on the economy, national security, crime, the border. The issues favor the Trump voters. Okay. And Joe Biden's responsible.
So Biden sees the same numbers as you do, not him himself, but his people do.
Right.
Manchin sees the numbers, and I don't know whether that would prevent him from getting in. RFK Jr. polling at what, about 10-12%? Is that what you think where he is? Okay.
Right.
So, but both RFK Jr. and Biden take from Trump, right? From Biden. They take from Biden, right?
Right. Manchin and both Manchin, Kennedy, Cornel West, Jill Stein, they all take from Biden. They all make, the more the merrier. Great.
Yeah, for you guys. Absolutely. Trump should be out there saying great things about Joe. Come on, Joe, get in the race. That kind of thing. All right. Now, I have predicted and I hold to this prediction that Biden is not going to make it. He's not going to be on the ballot. That the convention in Chicago in the summer, the Democrats are going to go elsewhere. Do you concur?
Not until the mainstream media turns on Joe Biden.
They
with
won't.
This corruption.
They're not going to do it.
He could still be the nominee then, because the filing dates have gone by for New Hampshire. The filing dates for South Carolina Super Tuesday days going by.
Biden, but he's not going to get enough. He's not going to get enough delegates to walk in with it, I don't think, Biden, because it's really soft.
But you got to beat somebody with an opponent. So you can't. Joe Biden right now, he's crushing Dean Phillips. He's crushing Marianne Williamson. Maybe in New Hampshire, because he insulted them and took away their primary, and he's going to be a write-in candidate on the ballot. The University of New Hampshire still has him ahead as a write-in. But, there's no delegates with the New Hampshire primary. So the first delegate race is South Carolina, and it's Joe Biden who's the Democrat there. So he's going to have the delegates. And he's
is that even if he squeaks it through on delegates, the party's going to come to him and say, we're going to lose. All right.
Well, they're saying that.
Let's hand it over. You know, you write a LBJ resignation and we'll hand it over to somebody else. And if the Hunter Biden thing, if there's one more that links him into getting money from his son or brother as vice president, I can't see it. I just can't see it.
But think about it. When you were talking about the most selfish president, the Democrats, they say what they don't like about him is he's too old. The voters who are voting against him say he's a crook and say he's too corrupt. With that amount of corruption, he doesn't want to let go of the Department of Justice, the FBI, the IRS, all that stuff. He's basically hoping that they can take the House back and kill these investigations. So right now, he's all in for re-election to cover up his family's corruption. And when ABC, CNN, NBC, CBS, they start covering the Hunter Biden corruption and the family corruption, and Hunter, I think, is just a bag man for this guy. I mean, I think it was Joe and his brother James and the rest of the family that are finally getting subpoenaed.
Yeah, John. But you got to have something on that. The American people saw what happened to Trump. They don't want to duplicate it in the Biden thing. So these committees have got to come up. If you say Hunter was the bag man, you got to have some link into Joe Biden benefiting. And they may come up with it. They may very well. John, we really appreciate it. You're a good pollster. And if you see anything, please let us know right away, because this is going to be our main story for the next 11 months. So we really appreciate you coming on today.
Thank you for the opportunity. I'll keep sending the same poll numbers to you. Hopefully they keep going in our direction. We got 56 days.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, let's go to another very interesting story. Elon Musk. And I'm going to very slowly walk through this with you. So Musk is a very powerful guy, and you know that. He bought Twitter and he changed it to X. And that is a worldwide forum where information flow goes. Not credible information, just opinion and discussion and all of that. Anything and everything gets published on that. But before Musk was in there, the people who ran Twitter, I think it was, I don't even know who was making a call, but they were knocking out conservative opinion. All right, so Musk bought it, went in and all of that. So the left is after Elon Musk and want to destroy him. So there was a tweet that said this. I'm going to read it very slowly so you can absorb it. Jewish communities have been pushing the exact kind of dialectical hatred against whites that they claim to want people to stop using against them. I'm deeply disinterested in giving the tiniest credibility about Western Jewish populations coming to the disturbing realization that those hordes of minorities that support flooding their country don't exactly like them too much. So what this guy is saying, this is a guy named Eric, okay, is that the leftists who are supporting Hamas, all right, they want open borders. And so they're turning on the Jews. And this guy, Eric, he's already turned on the Jews because somehow he equates being Jewish with all of these people crossing the border. It's a ridiculous, and I mean that with a capital R, tweet. It's foolish. It's stupid. You see it all the time. Well, Elon Musk apparently read it and then said, you have said the actual truth on November 15th, a few days ago. So I don't really know what the truth is here. What does Elon Musk believe is the truth? I don't know. Okay. I think I don't go into these places because I think they're destructive. I mean, I'm dealing with it every day, letters to me from concierge and premium members. They're quoting from the internet. It's insane. And so I don't even bother with that garbage. But anyway, I don't know what Elon Musk is supporting or thinks is the truth. I wish he would go out, come on this program and define it. Anyway. Media Matters is one of the most hateful organizations in the country. They tried everything they could to damage me, and they still do, for more than 20 years. So Media Matters puts out a report that there is Nazi stuff, far-right stuff on X, okay? And also in proximity are advertisers. So Media Matters says that a whole bunch of advertisers are on the same page or whatever close by Nazi stuff, Nazi tweets. The advertisers then say, okay, well, we believe Media Matters, which is insane. So we're going to pull out. They are IBM, Lionsgate Entertainment, Apple, Disney, Warner Brothers, Paramount Global, NBC Universal, Comcast, Sony. All of those companies, with the exception of IBM, are left wing. So they pulled all their ads from Musk and X. So Musk says, okay, I'm suing Media Matters. Now it gets interesting. Okay, so Musk said he was going to sue today as of airtime. Remember, we taped in the late afternoon. We have not seen any suit. But Musk threatens a thermonuclear lawsuit against Media Matters. Okay, I hope he does. Because in that lawsuit, then we would learn who funds this far left hate organization. We already know MoveOn.org, the Democracy Alliance, George Soros, National Education Association, Tides Foundation. They give money and they're all crazy left to Media Matters. But there's dark money going in there, too, that we don't know about. If Musk sues Media Matters, and again, I hope he does. All of that's going to be in a discovery, and that is worthy. So, Elon, I don't know what you did, really. I don't know what the Jewish thing is. Doesn't make any sense to me. That tweet on X was stupid. That's the truth. It was stupid. So I don't know what you're supporting there. I'd love to know, but if you won't tell me, I'd go ahead and sue and get this Media Matters outfit. You could break them, and they deserve to be broken. All right, overseas, we still don't know, again, at airtime. Israel, Hamas appear to be near some kind of ceasefire to get the hostages out. I'm not going to speculate on this. That's irresponsible. I'm not going to do it. I hope they get the hostages out. Okay, it would be good. This is a human rights issue now, but I'm not speculating. The Sun is a awful piece of garbage newspaper in London, and it is reporting that 300,000 Russian soldiers have been killed or wounded in Ukraine. I mean, I'm looking for backup here. I don't really see it. Okay? But that's what they report. I can't believe it. The Associated Press, very left-wing in America, but not as bad overseas, reports 50,000 Russians have been killed in Ukraine. It's a big difference than 300,000 killed and wounded. But they're suffering over there. I saw a spate of articles saying, oh, Putin's skating. It's not skating. It's a stalemate. Okay? And we need to defeat Putin there. We, the civilized world. Rosalind Carter dies at age 96 over the weekend. She's getting props all over the place, as she should. She was a woman of great dignity. Never met her, but observed her closely. I don't have much use for President Carter. I think he governed poorly. And in my dealings with him, he was, I don't know, let's say difficult. I admire Habitat for Humanity. I think that was that is a fabulous charity. But Rosalind Carter, by all accounts, a great woman. Married to Jimmy for 77 years. Wow. You know, we've had some fascinating first ladies. Nancy Reagan, Michelle Obama, Hillary Clinton, Laura Bush. Totally different, but all involved. And of course, now you can make an argument that Jill Biden's running the government.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Smart life. All right. Now I got to give you some bad news and good news. So Holly the Terror Dog is my corgi and is an integral part of BillO'Reilly.com, as you know. Out of nowhere, Holly was stricken with a malady. She had to have a very serious operation, and it was really intense. And this happened last week. Holly pulled through. Is home now. And, you know, we got to get her better. She's going to get better. My problem was veterinarians. Now, if you have a pet, you know how expensive it is. But this isn't about money. Smart life. You need three things. A personal doctor that cares about you. An honest attorney that cares about you. And an honest financial person that cares about you. Very hard to get them, but you gotta get them. Now I'm gonna put a fourth one in. You need a veterinarian. So when Holly got sick, I had a structure, but they couldn't do it. And I was steam coming out of my ears. So I had to do it. I had to research, and I did. I'm good at that. So I found the Long Island Veterinary Specialist Clinic. Long Island Veterinary Specialist Clinic. It's right off the Long Island Expressway, exit 46. In that clinic, there are two doctors, Dominic Marino and Bob Waddell, two vets, pros, military guys, old school guys. I interviewed them face to face, eye to eye. They saved Holly's life. Saved her life, literally. And it wasn't easy. That's how bad it was. These other vets, Holly be in the ground right now or cremated. You've got to do it in your life. You have got to put in the time to protect yourself and your loved ones, and your pets are your loved ones. You have to do it. And it's hard. And, you know, I don't want to be rude, but, you know, if somebody's giving you a bill before they even know what's wrong with the dog, you're at the door. Okay? That's an indicator. Anyway, this is the first time I'm talking about this. I haven't told anybody, my own family members, because it was very intense. Holly's going to pull through. Very happy Thanksgiving for the O'Reilly family. Long Island Veterinary Specialists, okay? If you're in the Northeast, it's where you want to go. And people fly in from all over the place for those vets. All right, nearly a third of Gen Zers, that is 18 to 26, admit to stealing, 33%. Great. 33% said they've been caught stealing. 44% said they'll likely do it again. And the average they steal is $60 when I walk into a store. Good. Yeah. Disorder is a contagion. We live in an age of disorder, thanks to the progressive left. So now everybody thinks I can steal and lie. It's the last time you heard anybody being prosecuted for perjury. Okay? You walk into a court here, local, state, federal, people are lying their butt. Everybody knows they're lying. Judge knows they're lying. Nothing happens to them. Then everybody's going to lie. Lawyers, they lie all day long. Steal? Yeah. Bad deal. 44% of the people that say they steal say they're going to do it again, even though they got caught. Decline of the country. Stay in history. November 20th, 1942, Joe Biden is born. Scranton, Pennsylvania, Catholic working class family. All right. He went to a private Roman Catholic prep school in Delaware, then the University of Delaware, Bachelor of Arts, History and Political Science major, then law school at Syracuse. 1972, became the U.S. Senator from Delaware. And then 2009, VP under Obama, and he became president on January 20th, 2021. I have no personal animus against Joe Biden. I think he is the second worst president in our history, and believe me, I will back that up in the book coming out next September. Okay? He's worse than you. Anybody knows. He's worse than anybody knows. So my friends who are never Trumpers, hate Trump, don't vote. That's what I say. But you pull a lever for Biden, that's like, the cliche is shooting yourself in the foot. You are, but you're shooting yourself in the head. All right, quick break, mail, final thought in a moment. Let's go to the mail. Jerry, concierge member, talk about that in a moment. Manchin is establishment to the core. He will not do anything. And the people of West Virginia saw that clearly. Jerry, another Jerry. This is Jerry R. The first one was Jerry B. Both concierge members. What a coincidence. Manchin understands Trump did well on policy. Why doesn't he understand? Why doesn't everybody understand it? Because I don't want to understand it, Jerry. People believe what they want to believe, period. They don't want to think that Trump did well in policy. Mary, I would vote for Joe Biden regardless of whether he runs as an independent or a Democrat. It's an independent. Can't run as a Democrat. I voted for Trump the last two elections, but I'm not forgiving him for losing the Senate seats in Georgia. Okay. Phil Lopresti, Garden City, New York. I disagree with your assessment, O'Reilly, that Trump should run on his achievements instead of the Avenger. Country's different today, doesn't care about what he's done. His supporters and potential supporters only care what he might do. Okay, he's not going to get independent votes running as an Avenger. He needs him to win. That's it. Carrera, excellent assessment in your column. However, I would suggest that Joe Manchin has always been a teaser. That's how he gets attention. It's the only game he's got. Maybe, absolutely could happen. Mary Lou Reckley. No. Mary Lou Renkley. I think I got it, Mary Lou. Denton, Texas, north of Dallas. I voted twice for Trump, but will not do it again. He is in for revenge and will spend the next 4 years getting even. I don't want that. Okay. I mean, there's a lot of emotion about Donald Trump. Richard Middleman, Pasadena, California. Biden will be 81. I will be 81. I'm tired of hearing that age is a problem. Biden is a fool. Has been for a long time. Even Robert Gates, Obama's Secretary of Defense, has said more than once that Biden was wrong on nearly every major foreign policy issue. It's true. But he's, in addition to being a fool, and in some cases he is, no doubt about it, like the border, he's impaired. All you got to do is put Biden up against me, one-on-one interview. Come on. You'd have to break it up on humanity grounds. Ivy Jean Sky Eagle, Arlington, Texas. Yesterday, I went to the grocery store. I bought two apples. It cost me $5. I nearly cried. Here you go. Biden's running against the grocery store. Major Charles Prignano. Okay. Colorado Springs. Beautiful place. Quite possible for someone to be pro-Palestine and anti-Hamas. True. Okay. It's also possibly pro-Jewish and against the state of Israel. I don't believe that. Read Killing the SS. Major. Got to have them. They got to be protected. Jim Knox, Jacksonville, North Carolina. Did I hear the director of the East Summit say China has agreed to help us with our fentanyl problem? Yeah, it is our fentanyl problem. We got millions of Americans buying hard narcotics. That's our problem. Dave Bloodgood, Capo Beach, California. Any thoughts on bundling the Killing Book collection and premium membership? Like to provide both my daughters and their husbands for Christmas. I'll do it anyway, but I wanted to ask the question. Look, I every way I try to get this as low price as I can, 13 Killing Books in bundle, and we have succeeded in doing that, all right? And then you get the free live performance that I did a few weeks ago. But concierge membership is a different bird, okay? So you're very generous, by the way, to want to give your children the full Killing Book series. It's a great, great gift. But I can't link it into concierge or premium membership, because if you get to be a concierge or premium member, if you buy their membership, you get any book of mine free. Any book that I've ever written that we have access to, a couple out of print. But I appreciate it, Dave. And again, you're a generous guy. Elizabeth Richards, Carthage, Missouri. After reading Killing the Witches, I wrote out 20 questions for a game on Thanksgiving. I use the information at the beginning of the book on the pilgrims and their plight in a new world. I'm going to do the same thing on Thanksgiving dinner. I mean, how many people know about the Mayflower? Everybody thinks it's the love boat. It's exciting and no. 100 people below deck, 5-foot ceilings, 66 days. A guy sneaks out and he's in the North Atlantic in about 2 seconds. It was harrowing. So that ought to be cheery during Thanksgiving dinner. Killing the Witch is still going strong. If you haven't read it, please do. BillO'Reilly.com store has it. Become a premium concert member. As I said, you get it free. And we got all the bundles, you got all the books, you got the Christmas ornaments, got the mugs, everything. Get in there early. Sign books. I'm signing my butt off. Get in, order early, get all this stuff. We're going to run out of it. BillO'Reilly.com store. Word, brand new word. Don't be a caper lash. Caper lash. What a great word. CAPERLASH. All right, back with the final thought in a moment. All right, here is the final thought of the day. As you know, concierge members can write me directly with their problems or questions or whatever you want, observations. Separate email, private, 100%. I'm getting a lot of mail from parents whose children are in trouble, adult children, not urchins. And it's heartbreaking. So you can have 3-4 kids and most of them turn out great and one doesn't. It's not your fault. But it's so painful. So say your kid is a drug addict or, you know, a sadist or whatever. Parents suffer tremendously. That's why I tell everybody, you use drugs, you're hurting your family, hurting everybody. So it's not your fault. But I get, what do I do? And I mean, general advice to the concierge members, and I take everyone specifically. I do give specific advice to people whose kids are in trouble. Kindness. No matter how frustrating, no matter how disappointing their conduct is, be as kind as you can be. Do not enable it. Do not give drug addicts or alcoholics money. Do not do it. I walk by beggars, I never give a nickel because I know that nickel's going to be purchase narcotics or purchase booze. I'm not enabling that. I'm not. There are enough facilities around here that feed people. All you got to do is show up. Okay? Kindness. And always, we will help you rehab. We'll help you no matter how much this you've done in the past. We're going to wipe the slate clean and help you, but you got to want to do it. So you leave the door open. And down the road, some of them walk through that door, but some of them don't. And it's not your fault. That's the final thought. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.